Anyone objects?
I object. Oh.
You just hit the button.
I did hit the button.
You hit the button.
I just wanted to object to something. It makes me feel important.
Phoenix Wright! We're not playing Phoenix Wright!
What about Phoenix Left?
You do not have to shout objection! No.
Phoenix Returned?
Well, we're returned. Hi, this is Beth, and I'm doing GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars thing, and it's... We got Crash, we got Ellie, we got Eo, and they're doing the Sith Accountants. And would someone like to say what happened last time?
And Tuxa did it.
This is actually
where
we're
all glad she did.
I mean, this is true, but also if anyone asks what happened to their fine spirits that they were keeping in that one overturned train car, or maybe the humanoids with the long teeth, and Tuxa did it.
They didn't actually have teeth. They had weird beak things inside.
Eh. They also sort of like did the whole vampire shriveling up thing when we cut their head off or cut them in half or... Okay, so they did a bit more than just shrivel when they were blown up in the Mother of All Molotovs.
Yeah, well.
Which was very nice. I liked that part. Although, that was also the train car that had, like, stockpiles of food in it.
Yep.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's a good thing that some of the NPCs did, in fact, pick up the scattered ration bars that were near them and shake off, you know, the wet parts and stow them away.
That's wonderful.
Also, you people had go bags. I think you had rations in your go bags.
Well, yes.
And you did not blow up your luggage.
We did have a discussion about all the MREs we were bringing with us. That's a callback, but also it did happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think you had water.
And there's a bucket of blood.
Someone
right
brought water canteens. No, the bucket of blood is merely a figment. It just haunts your minds.
It's a big Newton of our imagination. It's you know.
You're sure
I
it's
can
there.
See it.
You're,
now.
You're sure it's there, and you turn around and you turn around and it's gone. But you're sure it's there.
And I'm sure there was a bottle of vomit in the train car with all the alcohol, but alas, no more.
That is not an alas.
You people are all delightfully traumatized. So, you have a merrily smoldering train car because you blew it up with horrible things inside. You have a couple of withered, well, you thought those were little alien humanoids, but you have not really heard of natural species that when they die, they instantly fast forward with the decomposing and turn into bones and leathery strips of skin.
And Tuxa got some interesting insights.
Also, yes, they're horribly cursed.
But they came with a choice of toppings.
The toppings were cursed.
Even the sprinkles.
Especially the sprinkles.
The toppings were murdering us, so I'm somewhat glad we didn't get them.
That's true.
No, we got them. We're glad they didn't get us. I believe that's the right way to say it.
Well, whichever way it is, we're alive and they're not. So.
Yes, although I do recall being concerned that they weren't quite dying right. It was more of a departure, but not to the next life.
I would argue that nobody ever dies right, but it's true that they died oddly.
possession, perhaps?
I tend to think more eldritch creation.
What fun?
Some sick manifestation of a desire to meddle with perfectly good creatures.
Well, if we find a pit of nope, I climbed down the last one. It's someone else's turn now.
If we find a pit of nope, maybe this isn't a logistics problem anymore.
Speaking of logistics, now that you haven't been all horribly maimed, mauled, and eaten, how are you doing? I'm addressing this to everybody, including the civilians.
Let's see, where are my civilians? Manda, the woman who was sitting up with the driver. I'm fine. I picked up a few food things. The fellow who was the other fellow who has some medic training, Akil Kenso, is still limping a bit. I think it's still sprained. And then you have the person who actually blew the thing up, whom you have not gotten a name off of yet, if I recall, who has a, there's that. Right, you have a missing assistant conductor. Let me just check my notes.
The assistant conductor went off to get help, I think, and the engineer was thrown out the front of the train and is...
Yeah.
Somewhat lacking in the intact head department.
And someone was in the kitchen with Dinah.
Yes.
But that is on another planet.
Dinah, on the other hand, is missing. Presumed maimed, mauled, and eaten.
Probably. Right. Okay. The bomber in question goes, I'm sort of fine, sir, ma'am. I mean, my arm ain't doing so good.
Does it look like it's bleeding or?
It looks more sprained.
Ah.
Seriously bruised.
He can walk it off.
Provided he doesn't walk on his hands.
What do you think? Do you have a few moments before your friend arrives?
They should have been here. They should have been here when the cars stopped. I don't know where they are.
I see.
They didn't have...
Well, Ron, Sam, do you think one of you...
Huh?
Your friends, they didn't wear belts with crude daggers and have beaks inside of their mouths, did they?
Oh, they was human, like me.
Ah, just making sure we didn't just explode them, that's all.
That weren't them!
Yes, you've made that clear. The confusion has been resolved. Anyway, you were saying?
Yes, I was. Do you think perhaps you could keep watch for a few minutes while I heal myself of this grievous injury and then meditate for a while?
I'm gonna climb up onto this rock.
Shall we keep the banter going?
Everyone is perfectly willing to go sit down against the rock.
What the heck?
And took a self-healing, made it by two.
I should also attempt to meditate.
I would like to file a formal complaint about my character sheet.
What did it do now?
Well, it does have the correct level of points and ability for telekinesis other. I no longer have the 13 unspent points that I had at the end of last session. But it says I have 189 points and 7 unspent. It should not say those.
Seven things. Unspent?
Yeah.
You have one unspent, I think.
I should have one unspent. You're absolutely right. That is what it should be. And I should have 180 points total. I have no idea how it got these numbers.
Weird.
Okay. And I'm okay. not going to roll to meditate.
Okay.
Because I don't need to. I'm going to roll perception. Because I'm being the lookout.
All right. And Tuxa made the self-healing. Okay. And Tuxa, I presume, is healing herself entirely?
No.
No? Okay. How much?
At 2 fatigue per hit. I couldn't afford to heal myself entirely if I wanted to.
Okay. How much are you healing now? You had 5 damage.
I had 4. I had 5 damage. I'm healing up. I had 4 hit points. I'm healing myself up to 5. Because if I spend any more fatigue than that, I'm going to pass out.
Okay, so you're at 4 damage now, and you took 6 damage, and now you've healed 2 total. Because you healed 2 before the...
Yes.
Okay.
I healed 2 on the dude and 1 on myself.
My notes say that you healed 1 for you and 1 for Akil. Oh, okay. So...
For a total of 2. Okay, I see what you mean.
For a total of 2, yeah.
Anyway, but yes, I was down to 4 fatigue, and if I had spent 4 fatigue to heal 2 hit points, then...
You'd keel over.
I would have fallen over before I could meditate.
Time okay. for a long rest.
Yes.
Time for a long rest. Sorry.
Or short rest. You assume?
Degree of success minutes is minimum 1, right?
Yeah. That
Wonderful.
Is accurate.
I have recovered a fatigue.
Okay. Everyone note what your fatigue is. I'm not keeping track of that very well, and I probably should. Actually, tell me what your fatigues currently are.
Before meditation, it was 2. If I can, I'm going to meditate for the full 5 minutes.
Okay. Nothing is showing up in 5 minutes.
Okay.
I had 6, now I have 7.
Okay. How much were you down?
I have 11 max fatigue.
Likewise.
Okay. So I
have been down a total of 9. Now I'm down 4.
Okay. I'm going to just note that you are at how much fatigue has been spent, and I will make my other notes later as needed. I should probably put the PCs here in the... Okay. I just make all my PCs an NP.
Why do you like this cat?
Hi, Boo.
Hi, Boo. Okay. When you finish meditating, or maybe this distracts you and this is why your meditation only really gave you good results for a short period, then give me an IQ roll. Crit!
Well, I was going to say I'm not very good at that, but I apparently am good at that.
Remember how you were chasing down the first one of those critters?
Mm-hmm.
And you hit it and it stopped moving?
It didn't start dissolving.
It didn't start dissolving.
Criff.
What, Criff?
The first one didn't start dissolving.
Well, is it different or is it not dead? That's the question.
I should go check that out.
Wait for me.
You can go traipsing off to find where you left the critter. I will just sort of place it in a location on the map.
Look out, there's a Canadian goose. It's hostile. It's a Canadian goose. Of course, it's hostile.
They're only hostile because they're, you know, defending themselves.
And their territory, which they see as the Earth.
Only the part that's right next to them.
And beyond that.
And by right next to them.
And beyond that.
Well, that they can see.
And beyond
that. The part that they can see. It's just that whenever they move, then they can see different Earth, and that's their territory now.
All the stereotypical politeness of the Canadians exists because they've distilled all the negative emotions into the Canadian goose. Except for the people in Quebec. They don't do that.
Yes, well. Does anyone have, like, oh, tactics or something useful?
I'm sure I have something useful. It might just be a lightsaber, but give me a second here. I could have sworn I had a skill in tactics considering I was in the military.
If you think that it's something you should have, you do have an unspent point. I will let you spend your point on tactics.
I mean, technically, I left the military as a cadet.
True. Why did Preview just crash on me?
Yeah, but was it an officer school or were you enlisted? I suppose if you were a cadet, it was officer school.
I mean, it's the Star Wars thing. Everybody has mandatory military in the Empire, so...
I've got savoir faire military.
It probably... Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to spend a lot of time right now trying to come up with my backstory. So I'm not going to worry about that. I'm just going to say I don't have that skill right now. Off in the distance, siren.
Okay.
And by that, I'm not...
I mean, if you want to spend the point, then... Oh, no. Well, the default is IQ minus 6, if people would like to give me just a default roll for grins on that while you're puttering around looking for the... Okay.
Stop closing while I try to input a modifier.
I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it.
No, I'm mad at the thing because it keeps closing while I'm trying to input a modifier.
Okay. For one thing you will note while you're looking for the critter is that where the train derailed was actually a great place for to put an ambush. There's like large boulders. There's some sort of scattered plant life that's all dried up and sticks, but fairly dense. You know, okay, think tumbleweeds, but it grows a little more square. And just for Gens, give me healing for 3 total and then meditating again. Make your rolls if you haven't already.
I have already.
Okay, let me look at the thing here. Zen, miss the tactics one. You're just busy looking for the thing. Give me perception rolls. Okay.
I am also busy trying to sneak. I was already busy trying to sneak. I did remember there were boulders.
I am successfully sneaking.
Hopefully the minus 6 has gone away. Yes, the minus 6 has gone away. I do not need to make it go away.
And I made my intelligence check for realizing, Sen, you know, this is an excellent location for an ambush, provided the ones being ambushed are where we are.
Is This is why I like to make sure they're dead.
Yes, well, we didn't know about the whole evaporating thing before.
Yes, and now I feel very silly.
Anyway, I'm looking to see if there's a body.
Well, there used to be a body here because there's blood, but it doesn't really seem to be where you left it. It appears to have wandered off somewhere. Or dragged itself off. There's a bit of a trail.
Proposal. Let's see which way this trail goes. But if it goes for any considerable length of distance, say, longer than we can go in a minute, we remember where our priorities are. And we group with Ventuxa.
I think I need to make a self-control roll to agree with that.
Bloodlust?
Yep.
Valid.
Your rolls are always...
All right. Sunk costs are sunk costs.
It doesn't bother me, but it amuses me that Sen's rolls are always hidden from me. I see dice get rolled, but they're translucent, and I never see the numbers pop up. And
it's a make by two. The thing, because it's not updating correctly. It'll probably show up eventually.
If I'm in GM mode, the rolls are there. If I'm in player mode, the rolls are invisible.
That's weird.
And I just saw it and took a roll 3d6.
Ew, does your thing not say public roll?
It says public roll.
Huh.
Yeah, here, let me roll some dice.
It doesn't bother me. It's just an interesting trivia.
This wall rock?
Oh, that's, well, your that's list- the character you have claimed.
How do I claim a different one?
In the bottom left, right-click on your name and configure.
Technically speaking, even though this is user the past compared to the other game, Zulrok is technically alive right now.
You people are in the future compared to the other game.
Oh, I still choose to believe that Zulrok is alive.
I thought we were
right
still
now.
Mid-war.
The accountants are just post the Treaty of Coruscant by a few months now, probably. Zulrok and Zisha and Rotini are about 12 to 14 years before the Treaty of Coruscant.
So there's a chance that the more mercantile trio, as opposed to the accountant trio, could show up in this campaign super powered and highly leveled.
Potentially.
Rotini, just
you know, Zisha,
down
pirate
from the
queen,
sky, laughing maniacally. Utini, which translates to bask upon my glory. I have explosives 21 now.
I mean, depending on how many points you put in, you might have explosives 30. Which
Rotini drops. When you said Rotini drops from the sky, I was imagining that.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Writing a bomb.
I need to get Rotini a cowboy hat.
That would be adorable.
Rotini pulls the cord on a parachute so that Rotini does not actually land with the bomb. Then Rotini drops the cord for the parachute because that also explodes. When Rotini lands and cuts the parachute loose, it wraps around an opponent and then also explodes.
Concerning. Anyway, the people who are searching, let's see... You made a perception by 7. You made a perception by 4. Okay, as you're following the trail and looking for good places to maybe hide, There's... You stumble across a shovel, bag of half-eaten, well, it's something that looks like little roasted seeds or something, you know, fairly large. A hat that's been all mangled, and one boot that has blood, and there's blood smears all over.
Oh.
This raises more questions.
I examine the hat.
There's a map inside it.
Oh. Wonderful.
Let me see if I have handout C. Did I put handout C in already or not? I did not. Well, I'll just have to paste it in to the Discord. Please ignore the spelling on all of the things because I have not edited this particular one to have the right little scribbles. Just note that there are X's in certain places.
Okay.
I will give you a better map at some point. Oh, good. No panic attacks after the combat. Yes, that's good. My Faxoon, we're bringing back a bloody boot. People chatting. There's a map. It's all crumpled up. It seems to have a couple of X's. It seems to have markings for where the train track goes. And
for what kind of adventure was turned into a Star Wars game.
You are on a desert planet with, like, tumbleweeds and hats and boots.
Yes.
You know that I've pulled this from Old West. Come on.
Anyway, if the hat isn't bloody, I put it on, map and all.
It's kind of raggedy, but it managed to avoid the blood.
Wonderful.
It looks like it had something, take some claw stripes out of it.
It also will block out the sun a bit and keep me a bit cooler.
That's fair enough.
And now I can carry the
sun kneels down and touches the shovel.
Okay. Get back to parents. Psychometry. This shovel is... It was carried by someone. It's been used for digging. It does not have huge, horrible amounts of, what's the right word? It does not appear to have been used as a murder weapon. It was, you know, it digs things. It has been prying things open in its past. And that's about all you're getting off it. There was combat near it, but no one actually used it as a weapon. You know, that's about all you can get with the psychometry for, with something that's not... I will note that Antuxa is it.
Antuxa is fast-talking people.
Into thinking that Antuxa is still gravely injured.
That's fair.
I like this plan. Sen, are you done with that shovel?
I think that everyone is done with this shovel.
Oh,
yes.
No,
what do you want to do with it?
I take the shovel and I tie the bag of roasted seeds to the end of it as if it was a bindle.
I will believe that you have some sort of cord or other to do this thing.
I mean, it's string.
What are you trying to bait? Except maybe Antuxa.
Look, it's practical. The hat keeps the sun out of my eyes. The bag of seeds is rations. And I'd like to keep a hand free. So I'm using the shovel to carry the bag of seeds. Also, in a pinch, if I need to, it's a flail. Because, you know, I could use my lightsaber, but I enjoy variety. Are we taking the boot back for Antuxa to poke with a finger, or are you going to do that here?
Sure, fine, let's bring back the boot.
I would hate to return and Selin took so that we hadn't brought her anything.
Well, I was going to bring her the bag of seeds, but...
Oh, we can still say the bag of seeds is for her, too. A chaser for the bloody boot.
That makes it sound like she's eating the bloody boot.
That amuses me more. But don't tell her I said that.
It takes her holes for his hearing.
I think that if she was going to eat that, she'd need much fancier seasonings.
I don't think she's into
it. And Tuxa, you could hear that last comment. You heard your name, and then you could hear that.
And Tuxa, we brought you some presents.
Ran is wearing a hat. The hat has seen so many better days. Yes, and it cut out. Sorry.
And Tuxa, we brought you some presents.
You always did the heart treating you well.
One is for eating, one is for psychometry.
We'll let you guess which is which.
I have assumptions on which is which, but...
Anne takes her ties and takes off a glove. Hooray.
I hand over the bag of seeds.
I hand over the boot.
And Tuxa, perhaps thankfully, does not make her psychometry roll on the bag of seeds.
It sounds like somebody is eating a bag of seeds right now over their microphone.
Sorry.
She does, however, make the psychometry roll.
On the boot?
On the boot, yes.
Okay, let me just check a few things.
She doesn't make the psychometry roll, but she does make the psychometry roll.
She makes the other psychometry roll. This boot belonged to a human. You can get a vague... You made it by, what, 6 there?
Yes.
While your mental impression is vague and difficult to describe, except, well, a human, and within the range of human coloration, maybe a little bit on the darker side, and had hair, human hair, you could probably recognize the person if you ever saw them again. Although, considering that the boot is bloody and you feel like there was death involved, you're not sure you're going to see them again.
I assume this didn't have a foot in it when you found it.
No foot. It does not have a foot now.
I do look back the way we came to see if there's a foot that fell out on the way here. I don't look very hard.
No feet.
It's more for show.
That boot never fit right anyway.
All right. Well, you will be delighted and unsurprised to know that a human was wearing this. But other than that, I get very little.
Well. I do have one more surprise for you. And I take off the hat and hand over the map.
Your little saboteur, have you ever asked his name? Goes, hey, that was Axbits.
I think that Axbit has been eaten by those terrible critters.
No, Axbit, because he'd eat his... his seed things and crunch them up and spit the seeds at people. You know, like and he wanted to be called Act Dog.
Well.
My point stands.
My condolences, but your use of verb tense is likely accurate.
Where'd you find that? That boot.
Where's the rest of him?
We didn't find
the rest. That's why I say eaten. Those things. Likely. Rest of everybody should have been here. Would have thought. Though. And Tuxa, you said that somebody made those creatures with alchemy, right?
Or something like that.
And they seemed sapient, right? Well, sapient-ish.
From a certain point of view.
Enough that they could use bows and arrows.
Right. So, there's another option here that isn't eaten, right?
And is you're suggesting flambéed?
That would be what I'm suggesting, yeah.
Well, I do know that these bird creatures, millennium vultures, were involved in the creation process, but beyond that, I don't know.
I mean, eating's still an option.
It is. Well.
There's several options, and they're all terrible. So I guess our question is whether we're sticking around and waiting to see who or what shows up, and if we need to stab it, or we can try to put out an SOS, or we can start walking to our destination.
The passenger Amanda says, the co-pilot, I guess you call him, climbed out and tried to go look for things, and I don't know where he went.
All right, look for the co-pilot is also an option on the table.
I would like to take a circuit around the train wreck to see if I notice any tracks heading off that aren't ours.
All right. Give me a perception roll. Are you just doing this as a quickie thing, or are you doing this in a fairly methodical manner?
We've done the quick look around already, so I'm going to try to be more methodical, especially around the engine, because that's where the assistant left from.
Okay, give me a perception at +3. And you missed by one. Well, there's the tracks of where the critters came in, the weird, well, you thought they were aliens, but creations, constructs. There's the tracks where they came in and out from the what's the word? Rubble, stones. I just totally blanked. So that's maybe there might be other stuff, but it's kind of trampled. You've been tramping around. Everybody's been walking around here. It's hard to tell.
Well, if I know anything, like everything I've learned about tracking, I learned from MMORPGs. So if there isn't a glittering path
to be glittering.
Or an arrow pointing or anything painted with yellow paint.
Oh, actually, no. You made that straight perception. I was giving you a +3 for taking your time. So that's actually a make by two. Okay.
Oh, okay.
After you've realized all of this stuff and you slow down and you start looking more carefully, you can find... Okay, yes, here it looks like this. Everything's disturbed, and you know, if you backtrack to this part here where everybody was, all the horrible little things came in and looked for a divergence, maybe? That could work?
Oh, please, I'm more horrible than anything that's faced us today.
Well, they're appalling little creatures.
They probably don't even
in fact,
the
after
paperwork.
Mm, In fact, if you trace that back, because that's where it's most trampled down, if you trace down where those critters came from, you find another blood spray.
Oh.
With drag marks.
What fun. What direction does it lead off in?
It leads off into the little foothill bits there. Off to let me get my map out.
I've been told that I should listen to the Force. And right now, I think the Force is telling me that we need to go off in this direction to further the plot.
Well, maybe. It's off to the northwest a bit.
Which way is
which
up?
Direction is that on the map?
Let me display this thing in.
I think the Force is telling me I don't want to go in that direction. But sure, let's go in that direction.
The me is telling me I don't want to go in that direction. The Force has nothing to do with it.
Well, right now, the list of people who might come and provide transportation away from here is dwindling rapidly. I suggest we take things into our own hands.
You do have a map.
Is any of the wreckage actually on the tracks?
Let me look at this. I mean, some of it's sort of tipped sidewaysy, so it's kind of on the tracks, yeah. None of it is on the tracks where the part that...
Will there be rapid deceleration and or acceleration if another train comes through?
Hmm. You might want to get your go bags out of the luggage compartment.
I have a novel idea. Let's get our go
bags. Personally, I want to get everything.
Compartments.
Personally, I want to get everything out of the compartment, but the go bags will suffice.
And we should probably see if we can.
I mean, you all are Sith. You could try to levitate.
I could try. It's not going to do anything. I mean, not that
try
kind of
to
Sith.
Levitate to what?
You could try to move any cars that you care about off of the tracks if you wanted to. If you all three work together, you might be able to manage it.
All right, I guess that I am spending fatigue, and we are going to be spending some more time meditating. One, two.
I mean, if you're going to move the passenger car off the tracks, you could probably also be setting it upright again if you're all working together. I'm going to want a cumulative number of successes equal to 12. Bran has made a teak by 4.
No, stop. Okay. I'm definitely going to have to meditate after this.
Made by 11.
Right. Well, so we have it upright.
I think that's a cumulative 12. That's a cumulative more than 12.
That yeah. is indeed.
It's upright off the track with a bit of like tilled ground around it for a flower bed and a nice cobblestone path.
Perhaps not quite that quaint, but you certainly do have created something that resembles shelter. If with somewhat broken cracked windows on the side that it fell on, and you know. Sen cackles and falls over.
Look what we did.
Yes, I'm very proud of you. You should get some rest.
Sen, I think perhaps it's time for you to sit and rest for a while.
I have a headache. Yeah.
I do not have a good little map of the... you've gained back a little bit of fatigue. Feel free to keep rolling on some of those. Or you can simply rest for long enough that you would regain everything normally.
Ron, I don't suppose there's a canteen in there.
If there's a canteen, I hand it over.
I mean, you've probably got one in your go bags minimum.
Then I definitely hand over a canteen.
Yeah, but I'd like to preserve those as much as possible.
Ah, you're looking for... I'm not sure that the huts were giving you the really great passenger car. There are no snacks or onboard drinks for it. All the onboard drinks are well burned up now.
Sure, but there was a livestock car. And the livestock will have needed water on a desert trip.
That's true. Although they may have been desert adapted ones. But yes, you can go scrounging around there and give me a search or a scrounging roll or a perception minus three.
Search I got.
Okay. You go scrounging through the somewhat bloodied livestock where honestly nothing but some of the chickens seem to have survived between the crash and the first little monster that was coming in and finding dead sheepoids to eat.
I get to do all the fun stuff.
Scramble, scramble. Ew, ew. There's blood here. Ew. You're so glad these aren't your dress boots. There's a keg that's off in one corner. Well, it's a corner now. It used to be part of the ceiling. That it's leaking water. It looks like it was fairly hefty, probably just supposed to give water to either the livestock or whoever came to tend them.
Okay, I'm going to find a container and put some water in it.
Okay.
Preferably a large container so that we all can have a drink.
If you scrounge around, there's assorted... You might do better just to haul the keg around.
In that case, I call for Ron's help.
I'll be right there. I hand the shovel over to Ikiel Kinso.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Kinso takes the shovel.
It's not much.
Sir?
Look, if those things come back, you're going to want something with reach that can probably still cave a skull in. This'll do it.
Not sure I have the strength for that, young fella, but...
Look, I'm not saying it's a first option, but it's an option. Let's not get rid of options.
Well, if we're all sitting in the... If we're all sitting in the passenger car, it ought to at least fend them off if they start coming in a window.
Yes, exactly. And keep an eye on Butterfingers over there. I mean, but whatever his name is. I think his name is Butterfingers. He did drop a bomb. This is on to it. Well, I'm sorry. What's your name, young man?
Buck.
I was surprisingly close.
Names, guess so, sir. Yes.
Well, I would love to say I'm sorry about the slight. I turn and walk over to Helbentuxa.
There's a somewhat cracked plastic keg of water.
I do not demean myself by picking it made up. By- instead, I use telekinesis other and make it by four.
Yep, made it by four. That'll do it. You can float the thing over.
Am I thrilled that I put extra points into telekinesis other before this game started? Yes. Did I put 4 points
yes,
in
you are.
So I would have made this roll anyway? Also, yes.
Ah, but the more you make it by, the greater the weight you can lift. You can levitate your newfound water keg into the, you know, trail it along after you into the passenger car that you've set upright off the tracks.
All right.
People could probably find little plastic cups somewhere.
Or just, you know, cup their hands if they absolutely have to.
Uh-huh. At the very least, you can use your canteens and then get more water out of the container. Kenzo says, while they'll probably miss the train coming in, I'm really not sure if they're going to send anyone out for us for a day or two.
All the more reason to have some water ready.
Yes. I'm just not sure whether we should be staying here or if those things are going to show up again.
Oh, I'm perfectly content to walk. But the next train that comes along here is not going to have a warning of the other train on the tracks. So getting it off the tracks was a public service. We're doing the Huts a favor. And if it happens to prevent some death, well, more better. In the meantime, everybody has had their fill of water. We have canteens that we can take with us. I am going to change my clothes because I'm expecting to be in an air-conditioned train car.
And air conditioning is not going to be working for much longer if it was anyway.
And it definitely isn't going to be working outside the train car.
No, it's not.
So I will change my clothes, and Sinoni will finish their
Sinoni is meditation. Probably, I think Sinoni has passed out. You had all that fatigue you spent, and you did a critical failure on your meditate. And I think what happened is you fell asleep. Sinoni is snoring. Lightly.
That's
going to have a
That's how some Sith look when they meditate.
Got their head tilted over and probably going to have a horrible crick in their neck. And
it's a specialized technique.
Might be drooling slightly. Sleep drool.
I know it looks like sleep, but that's how advanced in the Force Sinoni is. Anyway, I'm going to change my clothes. John, will you wake him up, please?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear the over the laughter. I was being asked to do something.
Wake them up.
Princess says, Ron, will you wake them up, please?
In an undertone side of her mouth.
In a moment. This is amusing to me.
Well, I'm going to get changed in the dark. So there's no reason for anybody to look.
Oh, I'll be...
Everyone, we'll look away.
You go have fun.
Oh, God damn it.
Boo, what are you doing?
Boo decided that he wanted to sit in my lap. I had my hand in my lap, and he had his claws out.
Oh, Boo, no.
Anyway, I climb up on top of the passenger car, and I continue to keep watch.
You can certainly pick out a few places, honestly, that would make good ambush spots over in those foothills, and there's rocks piled up here, and the wind howls along periodically, just gives a little gust, and those square plant things tumble along badly. And took it. You have just missed a dex roll by 6.
This is my approximation of quick change. I'm rolling dex at -5 to see the degree of failure is how many minutes it takes me to get changed.
Did you put both your legs same pant leg again?
No. And we won't talk anymore about it.
Put your head through the sleeve.
This is a skirt. The superfluous leg coming off the side is irrelevant.
It's rather form-fitting, don't you think?
Yes, it's a micro-pencil skirt.
I think those are better for formal occasions where high mobility isn't required.
Yes, well, one does what one can with what one has.
I'm going to say this entire conversation is definitely non-canon because I cannot imagine Antuxa stepping out into the light.
Yes.
With both legs down the same pant leg and a head embedded in one of the sleeves.
You hear like a slight elephant. Thump and muffled swearing. And took a thud, muffled swearing. No, no, she's fine, just fine here. We're all fine, shut up.
And took the attempts to fast talk the clothing.
It may take a while, but nothing comes to attack you while you are changing. You are now in your desert clothes. If anyone else wishes to change, they can do that.
I was already in my desert clothes.
Fair enough.
I would have dressed for the occasion.
Well, it turns out that you certainly have an occasion to dress for. So, everyone is as prepared to take a walk as they can be. Yes, you groggily wake up after a while. Your mouth tastes terrible. You have a crick in your neck. One of your leku has gone to sleep.
Can I retroactively say that I would have moved Sen over to a location where Sen would have been at least slightly more comfortable, perhaps in the shade of the train car or something?
I mean, assume you went into the train car.
Yeah,
since you got it upright.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can assume that you reclined the seat or something and... Okay, you don't have a horrible crick in your neck, and your leku were arranged so that they're not actually pinched and having the horrible pins and needles, but your mouth does taste terrible, and your head is sort of achy,
And when you were sleeping, you had the little...
You fell asleep.
One snot bubble coming out of your nose, expanding and contracting over and over again.
Percy does that when he's awake.
You heard it here, everyone. Senoni is cat. That was a cat nap. Ah, rise and shine, friend.
I must not be a cat because it didn't work.
You will have gained back some fatigue just normally from sleeping.
Oh, good.
But unless you want to, sleep for the usual amount of gaining fatigue back, which I am going to pull out. Let's see, better not. Give me a recover here. La la la, come on, where's your stupid thing? Right, there's that. Normally, fatigue comes back at 1 per 10 minutes of rest.
It probably took that for Antuxa to get changed.
Yes, with the crit failure
It wasn't an actual roll.
It wasn't an actual roll. True. You were trying to get dressed quickly, right?
No.
And you missed. Okay.
I was using Dex minus 5 to get a degree of failure. The degree of failure is how many minutes it takes.
Considering how long it takes me to get dressed, I think it may be twice that.
Okay,
for failures. But yes, that's not too bad. How long did you let Sen sleep?
Let's say 15 minutes.
Okay.
Call it 20.
That will give you two fatigue back just from sleeping.
I may or may not have been using the force to toss roasted seeds into Sen's open mouth while they were sleeping.
That would have woken them up, probably.
That's why I was using the force to do.
Yeah.
As opposed to actually just tossing.
No, that would have woken... If they'd landed there, that probably, they're fairly large seeds. They're the end of a knuckle.
I was thinking something like...
And they have...
Sunflower seeds.
think pistachios.
Before we set off.
Then I would not have been doing that.
Should we be taking a break?
Good idea. Why don't we take a break?
Sure.
And then Crash can decide how long he's allowed to stay up for.
I'll have to ask my parents if it's past my bedtime.
And we're back, right? Buttons pushed.
Yes. You timed that perfectly.
Okay, and we're back.
And then ruined it by saying, we're back, right?
you say ruined. I say enhanced.
Like, remember,
okay, you rewind always... the recording.
I'm not editing any of this unless one of you drops an F-bomb. Don't you
but
dare.
We don't have Rotini here. Rotini can't drop any bombs.
We've already established Rotini exists in this adventure's past, but not so far in the past that Rotini can't show up with a lot of additional points earned over the years.
The A bomb, the B bomb, C bomb, D bomb, E bomb, F bomb.
You're going to see a guy dressed as a bat running around saying he can't get rid of a thing.
So.
Tragic. He died in the explosion. Anyway, shall we get walking?
It has been. If you are leaving people to sleep, did you leave Sen to sleep any longer or to rest any longer after that terrible nap? Just about 20 minutes or so?
Ron, if you don't mind keeping watch, we can... I suppose we can spare an hour.
No problem. Considering I made my...
After all, you've got a hat now.
I do have a hat.
Yeah, you do have a hat. It will keep your head cooler. Or at least keep the sun out of your eyes so much.
I'm going to name my hat Bill.
I mean, it's a pretty wretched hat. You probably want to get rid of it the moment that, you know, you're out of the wilderness and into civilization where they actually sell hats.
I have absolutely no actual sentimental attachment to this hat. But at the same time... It is so incongruous compared to how the three of us are dressed. Rand thinks it's funny.
Valid. What was that, Antuxa?
I am going to meditate for four more minutes.
Okay. You're going to get some... Is that going to get you back to full?
That will get me back to full fatigue, yes.
Okay. And if you're sitting around for an hour... then I believe that will give six more back to Sen. Sen, how many fatigue do you have now?
Let
got a couple for nap.
Here's my foundry window. How long? Six more? I only was down three by now.
Okay, so yeah, you can, a half hour would even do it. Of sitting very quietly, and okay, maybe you're not meditating, but you're certainly not moving around being active. You're possibly thinking about how much you hate being stranded in a desert. Okay. Yeah. And Tuxa has made a savoir faire high society by 8.
Once I'm done meditating, I'm going to strike up conversation with the... I'm not expecting... the GM to roleplay this.
Thank goodness. Your high society manners somewhat intimidate them, but they attempt to respond to your conversational topics because obviously you have serious high society vibes here. Are you trying to get any information or just talk to people?
I will learn what I can about the surrounding culture, but like the predominant culture in this area of this planet, because I am not going to assume that this is a planet of hats, despite Ron's discovery.
You're just joking. You don't have one.
I have a hood, darling.
Yeah.
And a veil.
The
it's quite stylish.
It keeps the sand out of your face, or at least out of your mouth.
No, sand is coarse and gets everywhere. This has been a
statue. Gets everywhere and it's scratchy, yeah. Well, yes. Kenzo, the medically trained person, is a, well, he's not fully a doctor, but he's more of a doctor than a lot of other people on this planet, and is making a reasonable living going from location to location, treating the various ailments that can't just be fixed by a quick, you know, Colto sip or bath or whatever. Some of this involves trying to take care of the people the Huts have put slave collars on, shock collars on, to make them work. Which he isn't fond of Huts doing slavery, but the Huts are paying him. So he's trying to make things better for the people, but it's not like he's leading a slave rebellion or anything. He's very much in the, this is how he's getting the money so that he pay for his own necessities. Manda was supposed to get a job doing Hut, household management. That was what she was traveling for. Buck, your little saboteur there, is not responding much. He was just on the planet doing things.
Stuff, of course. Like you do.
Right. You know, like people do.
Oh, Ron.
Yes. I say from the roof of the train car.
I don't suppose you have an inventory of what was on these train cars.
I don't, but I do recall Sen looking something up before we left.
Ah, well, I'll let them rest a little longer. It occurs to me that the Huts might find valuable manifest. So that if they come back to the wreckage and anything is missing, well, then they can hunt down whoever's responsible.
Manda points out, I do believe that their entire food car is missing. Well, it's
here. Not the entire
here.
Food car. There's some Millennium Chickens that are still in there.
I didn't catch that you cut out.
There's some Millennium Chickens that are still in
there. There's some something? That's the livestock car. I mean the one that got blown up.
Yes. They can bill that to those creatures.
What's left of them? Technically, the food's still in there, just carbonized.
I mean, we did kill them, but surely they have estates.
We did leave them in some.
You get dubious looks, Antuxa.
Antuxa is very obviously not being serious.
Nevertheless, you're getting some dubious looks. You are not being serious by high society standards, and these are not actually high society people.
Fair enough.
Ran is still on top of the train car while participating in this conversation and can sense these looks through the roof of the car, even without the force.
That reminds me.
Detecting disturbances. What are you attempting to detect, Antuxa?
Is there anything out of the ordinary other than what I've been detecting, off in the distance this whole time?
You're detecting about the same. There's nothing that's being horribly disturbing close to you.
Okay.
Those little critters did not cause huge amounts of terrible sucking disturbance. There's pockets of strong roiling darkness off in the distance over there and something over there and a bit of it over that away. You know, it's what it's been.
Okay.
You know, some patches are closer than others. They're not like, if you walked long enough, you could probably get to one and it wouldn't take like weeks or anything.
Right. Actually, kind of what I want to do is the opposite.
Avoid them?
Yes. Mentally trying to determine, I'm imagining in my mind the kind of path that we would have to take to avoid them.
You could walk along the train track. Uh-huh.
But I don't want to take the civilians to them. Because if I take the civilians to them, I'm going to have to rescue the civilians from them.
You could always leave the civilians here. They have a shovel.
Yes, but then everybody might die, and I would feel terrible at their funerals. I don't have anything to wear.
Well, they're less likely to die if we are going closer to the Nope, and the Nope goes after us first. Doesn't that sound delightful?
Yes.
Not really.
Ah.
Oh, good morning.
You're awake. Wonderful. We were having some delightful banter.
I noticed.
So, just to clarify, Beth, we are at the top where it says 5 car.
Yep.
Okay. And if we go to D cabin, is that toward one of the disturbances?
It's, if you were going towards the Fort R, that would be getting closer to a disturbance. It's sort of going closer, but it's not in a direct line going closer.
Okay.
The D cabin.
All right. Then I think we should go to where we know there is a cabin. Or at least where we know there has been a cabin. Or at least where we know someone thinks there has been a cabin.
All right, then.
Buck says there's a map somewhere.
Yes, it came with the hat.
I can't believe you're wearing something with a tag still on it.
I don't know why that hit me that hard. It's possible.
All right.
We might find something. We might find some of Buck's friends there. Since this hat may have belonged to one of Buck's friends or working acquaintance. I'm sorry, Buck. I'm not quite sure if Axpit was a friend or not.
I mean, it's not like they were all... They said that no one was going to really get hurt. It's just people need supplies and they need supplies. And
I understand.
I couldn't join them unless I helped them. Yeah, well, I couldn't join them unless I helped them and you know, they wouldn't be my friends. And there should have been more in Axpit.
I jump down from the top of the car and come over to Buck. Look.
Yeah.
It's clear that you are thinking about what has happened and having a lot of second thoughts. Focus on
this.
Have you learned something?
I learned that there's little monsters running around that probably killed Axpit, and I don't know what happened to the rest. There should have been.
Well, we are.
That's generally a good thing to learn.
If you,
well, it's not a good thing to have happened, but it's a good thing to learn that it's going on.
I point your finger over at Sven as if to say yes. What they said. Here's the thing. If you learn from a thing, and you are better off with the new knowledge, Then no failure is complete. What happened was horrible. What happened was a series of mistakes. We won't bicker and argue about who blew up which train car and stranded a whole bunch of people. But Ren is sincerely trying to help, but also I am deliberately not bothering to roll to see if Ren does this well, because Ren is Ren. But the thing is, if you are a better person now than when you were yesterday, well, then that's progress. And you can feel
good about that. You say so, sir.
I know so.
Yeah, boss.
I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't true.
Yes, sir.
Remember what I am. Mortality rates are high.
Yes, sir, if you say so, sir. I wouldn't know.
That's a good thing. Be glad that, in that regard, you are ignorant. Right. How are we doing? Should we head out soon?
Everyone clambers to their feet, takes hold of makeshift walking stick as needed, and is ready to head out. And Tuxa, you're limping along? You're still limping along. Okay.
It's when you make an acting role.
There is...
You go.
I was going to say, if there's something easy to get to eat, and Tuxa is going to take advantage of that before we leave.
Well, there's certainly... You've got ration bars in your go bags, and Manda picked up a number of ration bars before you blew that train up. And if you really wanted to, you could like try to get some of the slaughtered sheep things and...
No, I don't want to get some of the slaughtered sheep things.
I mean, you could cook them, but you know.
There's still lots of good meat left on those bones. Waste not, want not.
I'm sure there is.
Could probably just hold it close to a lightsaber and roast it right up.
However, Antuxa does not have cooking skill.
It's true.
Look, just hold it close to the lightsaber until it starts to get black, and it's probably cooked well enough.
I'll hold off.
Best not to eat all your food right now. You might need food later.
Also, I do not have the cooking skill either. I should be evidenced by the advice that I gave for how to cook it.
It's like an MRE. You hold your lightsaber close enough to warm it up, right?
No, you don't do that for the MRE.
Sounds edible to me.
The plasteel around it.
We gotta be careful how you're broiling it from the top. All right, so you all start trekking off, and kind of concerningly, the path that you're taking does follow a bit the path that those little monsters took when they were coming out of the foothills and towards the train. So give me some perception rolls if you want.
May I also give you a stealth roll?
Sure. Are you scouting ahead or trailing behind or just being stealthy?
I'm just trying to be sneaky.
Okay, everyone else is not being very sneaky.
I'm not going to bother trying to be sneaky.
Did they fail their sneaking?
Civilians.
Yeah, you're... Let's... Do you even have stealth? Would you even know what to do with stealth?
I do not have stealth, although I do have invisibility.
And that's Tuxa
an out turns of context invisible. Quote.
Yes. And Tuxa turns invisible, and then we start hearing...
And everybody still knows where she is.
I'm so quiet, being quiet. I am quiet, very quiet.
I am concerned that that's not actually giving me the...
Also, I'm okay with filling that perception check by one, because I've been passing so many for so long. It's time for somebody else to carry that burden.
He's actually doing the correct thing.
Yes, we're seeing them.
Okay. I'm just trying to deter... Oh. Okay, I think... Yeah, no, they're... I'm doing it the wrong way, but... Yeah. Buck, at least, is not... Yeah, no. Not great. I'm not rolling the correct minuses there.
In what sense?
Stealth. No. If there is a broken twig around... If there's a twig around, Buck steps on it. If there is a rock to stumble over, Buck stumbles over it. He's just apparently a little bit on the pathetic side.
Buck steps on a bicycle horn that was inexplicably left in the desert. Stumbling backwards, he trips over an air horn.
But it's fascinating that it was subtracting the penalty from the...
I was doing the wrong thing of me.
Oh...
That's all right. I know what I was doing wrong, and therefore I can, let's just see if the NPCs make any perception rolls. Oops, that needs to be a full view, not a...
Yep. Do you want to be rolling these public?
I don't mind rolling these public.
Okay.
These are fine. It's fine.
We're all fine here. How are you?
Do not shoot the console. I don't think there is a console, but if there is, don't shoot it.
I don't have a blaster. I wouldn't be able to.
Anyway,
that's the other Zisha. That's Zisha, my other character. I could bite, punch, or kick the console.
Don't do that.
No, it tastes bad.
Bye.
I do have gluttony, dear.
For consoles?
It might be cake. Made out of.
It would not be cake.
Okay, and
oh, you haven't seen that show.
Chocolate, maybe. It's amazing what they can make out of dark chocolate these days. Way more structurally sound than cake.
And Tuxa and Kenzo both roughly at the same time, possibly because you're hobbling along together roughly. You both notice, and he points out as you're noticing it, that there seems to be some blood along the edges of, you know, you've gotten into the foothills a bit more, and there's rock and less sand, and there's blood on the, like something was scraping against that boulder over there.
Indeed, darling. Just a moment, you.
I'll stay put. Those screaming things aren't around, are they?
I am psychometrizing the blood.
It is blood of... Okay, you get a sense of a human. Okay. You get a sense that they're dead.
Oh.
This is not blood from a live human. This is blood from something that was dead and dragged.
Okay. I will use a handy wipe on my fingers and put my glove back on. All right. Time to keep our listening ears on, as they say.
You touch the blood and... ma'am?
This may be surprising, but I... To my great regret, I'm very good at what I do. This is Ekiel, the doctor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sen has rolled perception and made by 5. Sen, you smell something off, honestly, closer than you'd like, because it smells like something was butchered.
I smell something.
What does your Twi'lek nose see?
It smells like butchering.
that have a smell?
Yes. Yes. Very. Very much. Yes.
I mean, very similar distinct to from, say, murdering.
Well, it's either literal butchering or metaphorical butchering.
Murdering can be a lot more work than butchering.
That's true. I wouldn't imagine they'd have very different smells, though. How fascinating. Anyway.
Probably depends on how much blood is coming out at once.
Oh, that's true, I suppose.
I love a good banter, but things may become very interesting very soon.
Do you have a sense of what direction it's in?
Wind is blowing in such and such direction, which I'm not going to worry about which side is north this time. It's a little off the path that you're following. You're headed in a southwesterly direction, if I recall correctly. No, it's not southwest because that the map is angled. I have two different maps. This is terrible.
It's theater.
You are going in.
We are going in a direction.
It's theater of the mind.
Off the path.
You are going in. Yes, you're going in a particular direction that is by the train map, sort of a northwesterly, and by the other one, it's more, it's a west southerly, which obviously someone is drawing their maps wrong.
So therefore, honestly, you know a hawk from a handsaw.
You know a hawk from a handsaw, barely. It is more north from either perspective is where the wind is blowing from that the odor would be coming from. It's also more where that streak of blood was all being dragged off that away.
I'm sneaking in that direction.
All right. Oh, wait just a moment, Ron.
I turn and raise an eye in that direction.
I admire your enthusiasm. I truly do. But I would prefer that you stay here with the party. The rest of you, and you, Ron, of course, you must promise that in my absence, you will not make a whole lot of noise and therefore draw the attention of whatever is that way.
But you are so much better at parties than I am.
Yes, I know, but I'm also so much better at this.
Invisibility.
Okay, I tried to make the invisibility noise and it didn't work. That's more of a lightsaber noise.
That's true. We'll have to copy the sound sometime.
Yeah, no. I just sound like a sad astromech. That's definitely a lightsaber noise.
I can't make the sort of the cloaking noise for the Romulan ships in Stowe. It's sort of
Anyway. You'd think that I would keep.
Oh, good. Yes, that's the noise.
That's a Romulan.
Close enough.
No, you're a Romulan. That was you.
You were cloaking.
You would think that Brad. I would always remember that she can do that. And yet.
There's some muffled exclamations from everyone else.
I'm whispering that. I just can't
All right.
do that accent in a whisper.
Yeah. They were making muffled exclamations at the whole vanishing part. And it's like, right. And they will be quiet. Antuxa. There's...
Now that Antuxa is invisible, she is giving up on the
pretending
wounded and hobbling thing and making all due haste toward the...
Yeah.
Up
there's
until
a
now,
little
we saw
path
a footprint
here.
And a dragged leg with the foot at a 45-degree angle. And once she goes invisible, we just see the footprints go step.
Yeah, it's the Kaiser Soze thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Kaiser Soze?
There's...
Nobody knows.
There's sort of a path here, at least in the sense that the rock and gravel and some sand is very disturbed, and there it's pathy enough to walk instead of having to clamber over too much.
Disturbance in the desert.
Indeed. After a little bit, you can smell blood, and parts that should be inside are apparently outside, and right. The usual nastiness. And you come around a boulder, and there are a couple of mangled human bodies here. They have been, well, let's just say that the tender bits on the inside of the abdomen were apparently tasty. Might be worth a fright check, because seeing sapiens part eaten is probably not great. Made it by 6. Yeah, you're fine.
In my head canon, if Antuxa fails a fright check for something like this, it's because, not because she's disturbed by the view, but because she's disturbed that she might have to touch them.
I mean, that's fair. That's very fair.
Yeah.
Well, you made it by 6.
Is there any sense... Do I have any sense of what caused the... Well, I was going to find a euphemism for it, but evisceration is...
Knife or probably knives, crude knives. Also, you could sort of hear a chewing noise off to one side.
I am staying away from whatever it is, but I'm angling to get a better view.
Okay. Just for fun, give me a stealth roll. Yes, it will be at a default. The invisibility is... It's probably going to protect you anyway, but basically don't step on anything too noisily.
I am...
Dex roll will work.
I don't know what dex... I don't want to have to look up what stealth is. What stealth's...
Dex, give me a dex roll and I will apply a penalty.
Oh, dang. I just made it at -5.
Okay, you have made a stealth check. Without getting your feet in the blood or stepping in anything that would show your footprints, and definitely not stepping or leaning against something that would make a noise, you sidle around.
I'm wearing sandals.
Yeah. I mean, ew, that'd be awful to get your sandals dirty. You sidle around and you see, okay, there is one of those things that is looking... very much the worse for wear. It looks like it maybe is barely conscious, but it has a glop of something bloody in its hand and is chewing and smacking its horrible little, well, it doesn't have teeth, apparently. It does have just a ridge of bone like a beak under those grayish green lips. And it does not look... It looks like perhaps the one that Sen had chased away maybe managed to wake up from unconsciousness and drag itself to where it is actually becoming, as you watch, a little bit healthier looking with every bite. And you know, I think that is a good place to end it, because some people have school in the morning.
Can I ask one more question before we do?
Sure.
Were any of the humans that I saw who had been, you know, dead, the human that I got the sense of from the boot?
These two, no, but as you go around that boulder to see what the other one is snacking on, there's the head of someone else, and yes, that does look like the one from the boot. It looks like they all got dragged here to be a larder or something.
How delightful.
They don't even have a bucket.
It's so sad. They'd be taken to the buckets. Someone took their buckets. Sorry, Walrus. That's an old... That is the deep and old meme. So, let's end it there.
As
Bouquet.
Bouquet?
Yes. As Antuxa charges up her lightning. Yes, let's end it there.
Very good. This is Beth saying thank you for playing. Thank everyone who is listening for listening. Joined today by Io and Crash and Ellie. And does anyone want to plug anything?
USB-C.
That
too. The wave of the future.
DisplayPort, because it's an open standard, unlike
anyway, I hear someone's mom writes books, but it couldn't be any of us.
Not my mom.
Is it any of us? Does one of our moms write books?
Beth, does your mom write books?
Well, actually, she did. If you look on Amazon for Gareth Elzy, you will actually find my mom's book there. It's a Regency romance that if you cut out like one chapter that's not really necessary, it would even be very low smut. So there's that if you like those things. It's called The Unicorn Talisman.
Let's ask somebody else. Theo, does your mom write books?
I believe she does.
And the website is ElizabethMcCoy.com. And speaking of websites... And
if you're listening to this 6 months ago, Smashwords has a sale.
Oh, is it going to do another sale?
This episode is currently doing live in July.
Oh!
6 months ago. I guess only 4 months ago.
Well, yes, because it's March.
I'll have to make sure.
Yes. Strictly speaking.
Strictly speaking. And speaking of websites, aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel is where you can go to get all of these podcasts. If you like hearing them and you think you know somebody else who might like hearing them, why not share the link so they can enjoy them too? Because they are free downloads. And if you want to throw money at us and... binge listen to those 4 months of recordings that aren't live yet. Patreon.com/CogwheelGaming helps us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie.
Shanks, in our gigantic Colton. Money bin.
Notice that we didn't say our gigantic bin full of money. That's different things. And patron emeritus, Cindy.
Yes, it's a gigantic empty money bin.
This is true. It flooded once, so we could swim in it like Scrooge McDuck, but it was water.
I'm not actually sure how we paid for it.
I recommend not keeping the money and the water in the same bin.
I've definitely enrolled my books in Smashwords things. So.
This is Beth saying.
This is Beth saying. Foo, foo.
Oh no!
If you can decipher those, excellent. Good night, everyone. Oh no, that wasn't the thing talking. That was something else.
I'm sure it's fine. I have telekinesis. Other.
It's totally fine. Good night, everyone.